Series. The play-by-play voice of Ferris State Hockey has been for six seasons, Dominic Hennig.
My pleasure, long-time listener of 107.3, so it's great to have you guys up here, and it really is an honor.
Great to be here, Dominic, and good morning to you. And I just want to take us through, you know, it's kind of a unique situation, one I can appreciate with my career getting off to the early start that it did. You know, a young broadcaster coming up through the ranks. You know, I was trying to cut my eye teeth with high school type broadcast. You jump right into it, though, as a college freshman, voice of the Bulldogs hockey team, and that's a big responsibility. How were you able to handle it?
Yeah, I actually jumped into it at 14 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's where I first started at the junior A ranks. And then at 17, I called my first Division I college hockey game for Ferris State in Buffalo at Canisius. And since then, it's been two league titles in the last 3 years, a Frozen Four, and I got to call a national championship game. And I've just been so lucky and fortunate here to the success that the Ferris State hockey program has had. It's just right place, right time, and I couldn't be more blessed.
Unbelievable. The voice of Ferris State hockey, Dominic Hennig. I look at your last name, and the first thing that comes to mind is Larry the Axe, and, of course, his son, Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. Any relation?
If you're talking about the wrestler, we've looked it up. There's no relation, to be honest. I think it's really just my dad and my brother and I and our family, and that's the only Hennigs that we know, quite honestly. But, Kurt's, when I first started looking at Google when I was younger, his name was always the one that was on top when I looked at the last name.
Yeah, for sure.
Building on that, I mean, Kurt Hennig, a legendary wrestler, nicknamed Mr. Perfect. Do you have a nickname?
Sometimes I get called the Dominator, but other than that, and the reason the funny thing about that is my dad actually has a license plate on one of his cars. It says Dom Nate. My brother's name is Nate. He also played hockey here at Ferris State, and so it was Dom Nate, and so that's kind of where that nickname comes from.
Dominic Hennig, of course, the name, so Mr. Perfect on one end, Dominic Hasek on the other, Dominator off your first name there. Your background in hockey, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 14-year-old broadcaster. Now, at what point were you maybe no longer playing hockey? Did you ever start in that and turn toward the microphone and go, hey, you know what? I'm 14. Let's get this career started as a broadcaster.
I wish we had more time, but I played up until I was 17. I played in Detroit from suburbia Detroit and grew up in the ranks of playing travel and AAA hockey. And then, I had the chance to actually, Ryan, to be flown out to Santa Fe, New Mexico every Thursday. I'd call the weekend series flyback Sunday. At 17, I worked with John Coles, who's in attendance here, and was able to come in here to Ferris State and take over the reins here now. And so it's just been a blast of a ride ever since. And if you look at 2014 now for this athletic department, hockey is they won the league in March. Football went 11-0, won the league. Volleyball won the league, and then the playoffs, and our basketball team's on a 15-game win streak in first place in the conference right now. So it's really been a fun year for Ferris State University Athletics. They've really changed this university, this city, and taken over West Michigan.
Dominic, you're also in charge. You coordinate all the video content for Bulldogs hockey, and we were talking to the athletic director, Perk Weisenberger, earlier this morning about the importance these days of social media and how Ferris State is really on top of things, setting records with the website and the Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything. Talk about the importance of that, and I've seen some of those videos. You guys are doing a great job of marketing the brand of Ferris State hockey and really selling it.
Yeah, thank you very much. There's no question that there's three main social media outlets out there: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you could even do a fourth with YouTube. And if you look at Ferris State's numbers, I was just doing some research on this the other day. I believe Ferris State, in terms of Facebook likes, are second in the GLIAC. There's over 300 Division II athletic departments in the country, and Ferris State is number 10 in the nation in Twitter followers. They lead the entire U.S. and D2 athletic departments in Instagram followers. And then we have videos of over 80,000 views on YouTube. So, pair that with six straight years of increased attendance at our hockey games and selling out the student section season tickets for the third straight year in a row in August, before Labor Day weekend even starts. I mean, you could really tell that Ferris State is dominating all aspects of the game right now. And I forgot about even Ferris Hockey, number one in their conference in Twitter followers, and 14 out of 60 Division I college hockey teams in the nation right now. So, really really is a fun time to be a Bulldog.
So 6 seasons as the play-by-play announcer for Ferris State Hockey. I'm trying to do the math in my head there. That puts you, what, 24 years of age right now?
23. I just turned.
Okay, 23, even
good
better.
Guess.
So one state away, separating two guys that I've had the chance to talk to now in the last calendar year, in fact, the last calendar month. Widest gap in age that you can think of, because Dominic, the youngest play-by-play announcer in the country when he took over as a college freshman calling Ferris State Hockey, and then down in Fort Wayne, Indiana, home of the Fort Wayne Comets, 88-year-old Bob Chase still going strong and like a boss. I took a picture of him, put it on Twitter. He had a beer, Harry Carey style, calling the game at Fifth Third Field, the outdoor gamble, like, you're Bob Chase. You can do whatever you want, 88 years of age. Do you envision yourself, Dominic, still calling hockey at 88?
It would be truly a blessing. I would love to. My goal is to broadcast in the National Hockey League one day and hopefully become something of a current-day Mike Emmerich, who does the games on the NBC Sports Network, and he has ties with Fort Wayne, so I thought that might be where you were going with that. And, you know, he's kind of someone I look up to right now. He does all the playoff Stanley Cup games and the U.S. Olympic games, and I actually had the chance to talk with Doc Emmerich the other day. Our goaltender lives in where he lives right now. He lives in St. Clair, Michigan. That's where he's from, and his mom ran into Doc at the grocery store and told him about me, and so we actually connected last week, and so I would just like to be half as good as Doc Emmerich in the National Hockey League one day.
One of the things about Mike Emmerich, too, and Chafee, I'm sure you'll attest to this as well, he's been a mentor to me. I've done interviews with him. He couldn't be kinder, more personable, more accessible for as big as he is. He doesn't big time you, and you're right about the Fort Wayne connection. He told me about growing up in Fort Wayne, had his radio under his pillow, listening to Bob Chase. Well, Bob Chase kind of handed down that same kind of demeanor to a younger announcer in Emmerich, who's done the same with me. I'm going to try to be accessible to you. We're bridging the gap here, almost four different generations, I guess, making me feel old. But no, Doc said that, you know, he reached out to Bob Chase as a young broadcaster, probably around the age you are right now, and said, hey, do you mind if I, you know, come talk to you? And Bob's like, come join me for a broadcast. And we're talking a long time ago now. But that's what turned Doc Emmerich onto hockey. It gave him a positive experience, and he is where he is today because Bob Chase kind of opened that door for him. You talk about Doc being a mentor to you, but at a much younger age before you met him, who was the person that got you into hockey broadcasting?
You know, I think it would just be growing up watching the Detroit Red Wings. Being a Detroit person, right, the Red Wings are huge and they're key. And, you know, you have Ken Daniels, the TV announcer there, or Ken Kell, the radio announcer for the Wings. And on top of that, I think the more so I'm a huge I love the sport, or I so like to call it the world of hockey. Mm-hmm. And it's more than a sport. And I knew I wasn't going to make it to the National Hockey League and playing. I just wasn't that good enough. I was a fighter. Fighters leaving the game quickly. And so I wasn't as skilled. And so I wanted to stay around the game. I wanted to be in the locker room, and I wanted to be on the plane or you know, going to the games. And I thought, what better way than be a broadcaster? You could learn and get better that way. And so that's the way I'm trying to make it now. And I don't know if it's going to happen, but we'll see.
You know something, Ryan does the play-by-play for the Toledo Walleye, and yep. I've been able to talk with him about that and pick his brain and try to learn. It's always been a dream of mine to be a play-by-play announcer for hockey, and you're doing it. You said you're only 23 years old. This is inspiring, but at the same time, awfully depressing, because at 37, when I realize that somebody else accomplished one of my goals when they were 14 years old, and here I am not doing anything. I mean, thanks a lot.
Well, first off, I mean, you're also a part of this show all across West Michigan right now, and what I would say is one of the biggest stations. So I don't want to say you're I don't think you could say you're doing nothing right now, because this is a dream job of mine as well.
Well, we're so happy to be joined by one of the young up-and-comers, and he's established now as the play-by-play voice of the Ferris State Bulldogs. Great appreciation for the history of the game, the announcers in the game, and I think that's a great start for you, Dominic Hedig. All the best to you and the hockey program going forward, and here's to you becoming the next Doc Emmerich, man. Live that dream.
Thank you. I love 107.3. I love WBBL. It's a blast to have you guys here. My pleasure.
Thanks, big fella.
And there we go. Happy to be here, Dominic Hedig.